As a visitor to Hong Kong, if it's your intention to establish or join in a business, you need to make an application for an investment visa, which you have done. The approvability test for an investment visa is to show that you can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. And in doing so, the Immigration Department have set up a process that effectively encourages you or tacitly endorses you engaging in activities which technically are not commensurate with your conditions of stay as a visitor, because as a visitor, you're allowed to engage in activities that are preparatory to the commencement of the business. But if you've gone through the process of making an application for an investment visa, during the dialogue that you have with the Immigration Department during the 4 to 6 months that it takes to finalise a typical investment visa application, they will be calling for evidence of certain sort of new facts on the ground, as it were, that technically would not be typically construed as falling within the rubric of your conditions of stay as a visitor. And now this is called the Catch-22, and I've posted on this considerably in the past, and so in this post I've appended a link to all the entries that exist on the blog that deal specifically with the Catch-22. But for all practical purposes, if you're in Hong Kong as a visitor and you've empowered the Immigration Department to take a view as to what your plans are for Hong Kong through the submission of your business investment visa application, their standard policy is, in a sense, to close their eyes to any perceived breach of conditions of stay, given that they are the final arbiter as to whether or not to prosecute for breach of conditions of stay. So there's a bit of a poacher gamekeeper situation going on, but you know, the Immigration Department want to encourage entrepreneurial activity and not throw logs at the feet of entrepreneurs. And so long as you've got an application in the system, in my experience, the Immigration Department tend not to create problems for entrepreneurs who are in Hong Kong as visitors going through the process of establishing a business and have submitted their application. If you haven't submitted an application for investment, it's a different situation. But in your case, because you've got the application in, my best advice would be to carry on implementing your business plan in the best way that you can possibly, and don't be overly concerned about what the Immigration Department feel today that you're up to whilst you're here as a visitor implementing your plan. But do have a look at the Catch-22 resources on the post where I've discussed this previously. So I won't say anything more about that. But in terms of you being here as an APEC business travel card entrant, effectively that scheme affords you easy access into Hong Kong as a visitor. But the bottom line is that as your underlying immigration status, as you've pointed out in your question, is a visitor. So you're really just applying for an adjustment of your status from visitor through to business investment. And once your visa is approved, you'll be granted an investment visa that is manifested in a label, and then you make an exit from Hong Kong, relinquishing your visitor visa status as you exit, and then when you re-enter with the investment visa label endorsed on a clean page in your passport, so that you'll be entering Hong Kong once again, this time as an employment visa holder based on having made an investment in Hong Kong. So that's how that process will essentially play itself through. Now, in terms of the grey area for the telecommuting or the provision of services in Hong Kong for clients that are outside of Hong Kong, it's activity that is carried on in Hong Kong on your part, as long as the business is being directed and controlled from Hong Kong, irrespective of where the recipient of the services that you're providing are located. If you're physically in Hong Kong carrying out those activities, then you need the permission of the Immigration Department to do that, which you've already understood through the submission of your investment visa application. So quite an interesting situation all told, and I hope you found this useful.